The crisis in Egypt has President Obama walking a fine line with other Arab leaders who are allies of the U.S. Some of them feel the U.S. is abandoning Egypt's aging president and wonder whether the same thing could happen to them. NPR's Deborah Amos sends this report from Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh.
Khalid Dahil is a columnist for the influential Arabic newspaper Al Hayat, a former political science professor with a PhD from UCLA. He delivered his indictment of the Obama administration over coffee in a Riyadh hotel.
Because what the administration is doing is just repugnant in the eyes of everyone in this region. A foreign country does not have the right to tell a president to go.
Dahil and many Arabs across the region were thrilled that Egyptians mounted a challenge to Mubarak without outside help.
That's something for the people to do. But that's not for Obama to tell Hosni Mubarak.
Do you think that it also angers the Saudi leadership?
I think it will anger everybody.
The Saudi leadership and other American allies in the region have different concerns. According to diplomats here, the Saudis have been alarmed by what they see as a U.S. president taking apart a 30-year relationship with Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak has been a key Saudi ally against rivals Iran and the militants of Hezbollah in Lebanon. And Saudi intelligence works closely with Egypt in combating al-Qaeda. In unusually blunt public remarks, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah called Egypt's protesters infiltrators. Behind the scenes, says Tariq Masood, a Middle East specialist at Harvard's Kennedy School, the Saudis are telling Mubarak to stay put.
And they want to put their thumb on the scale in one direction, which is for a kind of status quo policy. And so one of the things they're doing is pushing pressure on Mr. Mubarak to not let go, even though I'm sure Mubarak doesn't need any outside pressure for that. I think he's been very tenacious in holding on to his office.
He's getting plenty of calls from other regional leaders. High-level Arab delegations in Cairo come to express their support. Before his meeting with Mubarak, the United Arab Emirates foreign minister warned that certain parties might try to exploit the situation. That's as close as it gets to publicly naming Iran as a winner in the struggle between Egypt's president and the protesters on the street. Michael Hanna, an analyst with the Century Foundation in New York, says the Obama administration must tell it straight to Arab allies. Speaking from Cairo, he said, this is an issue of legitimacy.
This isn't just a bump in the road, but a fundamental change in how Egyptians conceive of their government. And they've made quite clear, many of them, millions of them in the street, that they now consider this government illegitimate.
For now, says Tariq Masood, Mubarak and the transitional government have managed to slow down the clock. There's a stalemate in Cairo, uncertainty in other Arab capitals. Washington's policy on the crisis, says Masood, has angered long-term allies and disappointed the protest generation.
You've lost elites in the region. You've lost the governments of the region. And so I think, look, you're in a position now where you've basically got to pick a side if you want to salvage any of this.
In the long term, says Masood, salvaging Middle East alliances is not in doubt because they're based on mutual interests. Arab governments are measuring the administration's reactions to see how U.S. foreign policy has changed toward Egypt and towards them, says Khalid Dahil.
I think it's very good. It's very useful to have a good and close relationship with the United States. But that does not give the United States the right to interfere.
Do you think that Egypt will make Arab leaders, especially in the Gulf, rethink that relationship?
It should. It should. From past examples, it doesn't seem likely.
But in the Arab world, there's been no past example quite like Egypt. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.